From Story, Flow, Tech. Tech, the day's top 10, June 13th. From Story, Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 13th. Here are today's top 10 tech stories. Let's get into it. First, from Simon Willison's newsletter, Claude Fable is relentlessly proactive. In this newsletter, Claude Fable is relentlessly proactive. Initial impressions of Claude Fable, 5 plus 4 links and 3 quotations and 1 note and 5 releases and 1 TIL sponsor message. Engineering speed versus security. End the trade-off with unified identity. Access shouldn't take hours to approve. Security teams shouldn't need to stitch audit data across different systems. Teleport gives engineers and their workloads the just-in-time access they need with cryptographic identity for every human, machine, and agent and short-lived just-in-time privileges issued at runtime. Faster engineering, unified audit trails, everyone wins. After 2 days of experience with Claude Fable 5, I think the best way to describe it is relentlessly proactive. It knows a whole lot of tricks, and it will deploy pretty much any of them to get to its goal. I'll illustrate this with an example. I was hacking on Dataset Agent today when I noticed a glitch, a horizontal scroll bar that shouldn't be there in the jump menu chat prompt. I snapped this screenshot. Then I started a fresh Claude session in my Dataset Agent checkout, dragged in the screenshot, and told it, look at dependencies to help figure out why there is a horizontal scroll bar here. I had a hunch the cause was in a dependency of Dataset Agent, likely Dataset itself, and I knew Fable was good at digging into dependency code, either by inspecting installed files in its own virtual environment site packages or by referencing a local checkout on disk. Telling it to start with dependencies felt like a good bet. I got distracted by a domestic task and wandered away from my computer. When I came back a few minutes later, I saw my machine open a browser window in my regular Firefox and then navigate to the dialogue in question. I had not told Claude Code to use any browser automation, and I was pretty sure it wasn't possible for it to trigger mouse movements or keyboard shortcuts within a window. So how was it doing that? I watched in fascination as it continued with its explorations, then saw it open a Safari window instead of Firefox. I also grabbed this snapshot from the Claude terminal. What was it doing there with UV Run, with PIOBJC framework Quartz? It turns out Fable had hacked up its own pattern for taking screenshots of browser windows. It was using Python to iterate through all available windows on my machine, then filtering for Safari windows with expected strings such as Textaria in the window name. It used that to find their window number, an integer like 153551, which it could then use with the screen capture CLI tool to grab a PNG. Okay, fine, that's a neat way of taking screenshots. But what was it taking screenshots of? Turns out it had been writing its own Scratch HTML pages to try and recreate the bug, then opening Safari and grabbing screenshots. Here's that temp text area scroll bar test, Dutch HTML page it created, and the screenshot it took with screen capture. XOL 153551 Josh TMP Safari cases PNG. I have way too many open tabs. Okay, so I can see how it's opening test pages and taking screenshots. But how on earth was it triggering the modal dialog that was meant to be under test? That's only available via a click or a keyboard shortcut, and I couldn't see a mechanism for it to run those in Safari. I eventually figured out what it had done. Claude was running in a folder that contained the source code for the application. It knows enough about dataset to be able to run a local development server. It turns out it was editing Dataset's own templates to add JavaScript that would trigger the correct keyboard shortcut as soon as the window opened, adding code like this. 1.2 seconds after the window opens, this code triggers a simulated more key, which is the keyboard shortcut for opening the modal dialog. There was one challenge left. Next, second from Domino Shopping. 12 picks to launch your plaid girl summer.